This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Can you talk a little bit more about some of the sources of stress, specifically family tension?
I think when you're in the middle of transition, you actually become quite selfish and quite self-centered, and therefore there are issues when you're coming back as a family because everybody's dealing with this cross-cultural transition, and often kids feel that their parents are so wound up that they don't have any time to think about their needs and their issues in transitioning. Also, kids are sometimes feel that they haven't had much say in it. They don't understand why they had to move. They actually like the place where they were living. They, more than their parents, are not coming home. They're leaving home. And so children can react to this in various ways. Small children can very often become very clingy. They want to be with mum and dad all the time. They don't want to go to anybody else. But of course, mum and dad are caught up with all this other stuff that we've talked about, just the practical stuff. Finding sometimes you're having to live with somebody for a short space of time and the whole family's cramped into this place. You're back with your extended family, and yet you've changed, and everybody's kind of a little bit fearful of everybody else, and sometimes grandparents are a little bit critical of kids who have got different sorts of manners, having been overseas. But there's lots that kind of sets up for tensions in a family, never mind the teenagers who are going through all the normal throes of adolescence, and then you're throwing in this cross-cultural move as well, which can kind of be fairly an explosive combination.
Now, also in your book, you talk about historical stress. What is that?
We talked a little bit last week about the need to effect reconciliation before you leave. But sometimes if there are past struggles that haven't been resolved, they surface again. I mean, anything that you push down and you don't resolve, it comes up again under some other guise, with some under the trigger. So sometimes it's an emotional trigger that sets off something that's in the past. Your frustration may be at past bureaucracy and having to deal with it all over again. Maybe decisions that your agency made that have had a lasting effect on you. And here you are and you're coming back and you can't relate anymore to that agency, and you've got a bad odor about that. And how does that affect your relations with your church? All sorts of things that kind of can just be bundles from the past that you're living with and taking with you.
You also talk about psychological issues of stress.
Yeah. I mean, we talked a little bit about, in general, about grief and loss, but there's also often a loss of self-esteem. People who've been very important where they were. I think of a lady who was a headmistress where she was in Africa, but when she came back here, her teaching experience was discounted as nothing. It was sort of as irrelevant. So you may have been quite an important person in the community where you were, but suddenly you're a nobody, and who am I? And because as Christians, very often our identity is vested in our role, loss of role then means a loss of identity. And again, particularly with retirees, because you come back and you've got all this wealth of experience of things that you've done over the years, and yet nobody thinks you're worth anything. Oh, you can go and work with the old people. I think as someone who used to run camps for youngsters every year, and when she was came back, her church said, oh, well, you can work with the old people, and that's it. And all this experience was just lost.
Now, we've talked a bit about the sources of stress, looking at culture, the physical, family tension, support system, occupation, a job, the historical issues. How do we recognize the signs of stress?
I think one of the things that people have said, a lot of people have said to me, is that they feel like aliens. That's cultural stress. I mean, Oberg, who identified cultural stress originally, said it's the anxiety that results from losing all our familiar signs and symbols of social intercourse. We talked about those signs, the signposts, and the feeling that I don't belong. I'm an alien here, even in what should be my own country. And along with that goes a sense of rejection for that. Frustration. are you getting abnormally frustrated with life here? Do these people do absolutely unaccountable things? You know, that's cultural stress. Confusion very often marks this thing. I'm totally confused. I don't understand how this place works. I'm confused about the people. I'm confused about myself. Feeling very tired too, and very often loss of appetite, loss of sleep goes along with that. Lots of kind of physical symptoms sometimes. Our body reacts to the stress that we're under, and we don't necessarily recognize it. We are tempted to put that down to kind of spiritual causes. You know, I'm under oppression, or I'm backsliding or something, because sometimes it's actually quite hard to even have a devotional life when you're in the middle of all this.
So recognizing some of the signs of stress and feeling alienation, what are some of the coping mechanisms that are available in dealing with the stressful situations that we're in?
Okay. The first thing is actually to recognize what's happening to you. I mean, so many people come back and they think, I'm alone in this, I'm peculiar, I'm doing something. But actually to recognize that there are signs and symptoms and normality in cultural transition. If anybody's seen the W culture shock wave, the ups and downs of making moves, people have seen it before they went perhaps, but they don't recognize again that it's going to be there when you come back. So recognize that this is quite normal, what you're going through. Accept it for what it is. This is how it is for the moment. Being able to talk about it, being able to find somebody that you can talk about how you feel, who won't be shocked at what you're saying. Communication within the family for these tensions. Again, allowing the kids to say whatever they're feeling, to be really open about how you're feeling. Having realistic goals. You know, in the first couple of months that you get back, don't think you're going to, you know, succeed at the job, have the kids in school, have the house, furnish it as you want. You know, what are realistic goals? I produce for my TCKs a wish list, and I say, what would you have liked to have done 3 months from now? And what would you like to have done 6 months from now? And what would you like to have done a year from now? So setting yourself some realistic goals and treating yourself every once in a while. You're having all this kind of stress on yourself, and when you're in this period of transition, you need to give yourself a little treat every now and then. Time to read a book that's pure escapism for a little bit, or taking the afternoon off and going out for a walk. Whatever gives you a little bit of kind of personal satisfaction.
And overall, the transition can be smoother, and it can feel less fearful.
It can feel less fearful, yes. It's always a case of putting in place temporary structures that will help you cope for now and give you space to think about, well, what are the long-term structures that I'm going to have to my life? So sometimes it's a case of getting involved in some voluntary work for a little bit that gives me something to do while I think about what is the long-term purpose, or taking a job that I know is only going to be for a year, but it gives me time to think in the longer term about what I really want to do, or, and find out some listening time to God about what he wants to say to me in this.
Thank you very much for joining us today. We're going to carry on talking about burnout or splashdown and the reentry, that it can be a good experience, and we'll be looking more at that in the future programs.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.